Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik Ten Fit Talmud Chulin Dav Zayin, Chulin 7b, pagination is 14. And we start with a story regarding Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, who's one of the heroes in the Talmud. Mesilas Yeshorim by Rav Moshe Chaim Letzato, the Ramchal, is based on a statement of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. His outline is based on his statement. And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, generally, he's seen flying through the pages of the Talmud doing mitzvahs. He's coming, he's going, he's running around, saving people. He splits a river in order to cross. He's busy doing a mitzvah to try to save captives. He's a busy man, a saintly man. We're told about the animal of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair that it wouldn't eat untithed produce. And that produces a statement that we find in our Gemara, Hashta ben shal tzadikim. Even the animals of the tzadikim are protected. Certainly the tzadikim themselves are protected. So one of the things that we know about Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair is that he didn't like to take gifts. He didn't like to eat from other people. And as the Gemara concludes the Amud, we find out that really he didn't like to do this, period. But in his interaction with Rebbe, he kind of covers up, and you could see the diplomacy that he practiced. On the last of the small lines, Shama Rebbe, Rebbe heard that Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was passing through. Nafak la'ape, he went to greet him. Amalei told him, Ritzoncha sa'odetzli, would you be agreeable to eat by me? Amalohein, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said, yeah, sure. Tzavu panav shel Rebbe, Rebbe's eyes, his face lit up. Amalo, so Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said, I see your excitement. Kimiduma ata shemuder hanami Yisrael ani. You get the feeling that I made a vow not to benefit from Jews, as if Jews aren't good people. You're so excited that I accepted the invitation. Yisro kedoshim hem, Jews are holy people. But here's my problem, and this is why in general I don't accept invitations, and this is why I have this reputation that I don't accept invitations. Yesh rotze ve'ein lo. The people who really want to host me, but they can't afford it. And the people who could afford it, they don't really want, but they're going to feel forced, obligated. I don't want to accept either of these. The person who wants but can't afford, it's not good to accept that. And the person who doesn't want, not good to accept that either. So he told him that I would accept from you. Va'ata rotze, the fifth line in the whites. V'yeshlach, you want, and you have the assets. So I'm okay accepting from you. Mi'ahashta misar hivna de milsa de mitzvah kotarichna. But right now I'm busy with a mitzvah, so I can't be hosted by you right now. Ki adarna, when I come back, asina Ailana Ligaboch, I'm going to come up, I'll check you out, I'll look you up, and I'll be able to eat by you. Kiosa, on his way back from the mitzvah, Isrami, it happened, Hashem orchestrated, that he went and saw animals owned by Rebbe, which can do a lot of danger, a lot of damage, a specific type of mules. Amar, he exclaimed, Malach HaMavis Bevesu Shal Zeh, the angel of death is over here. These animals can inflict a deathly blow, Vani Esod Etzlo, and I'm going to eat by him. So Rebbe wanted to address the issue, if Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair feels so strongly about this. So he said, maybe I should sell the animals. That's not good. You're going to just transfer them to someone else's possession to do damage. Maybe I should cut the legs and weaken them, and make it impossible for them to kick. That's tzar balei chayim, inflicting pain on the animals. I'll kill them, Rebbe offers. That's Baal Tashchis. Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair didn't see a solution in his saintliness. There's a downside, and they engaged in some sort of sparring, like what would be the solution here, and Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair keeps objecting. And meanwhile, Gavatura Beinayhu, the expression literally translated is a mountain grew between them, whether it means literally, miraculously, or suddenly the emotional draw for him to be eating by Rebbe was lost. Bocha Rebbe v'Omar, and Rebbe cried and said, Ma b'chayein kach, during his lifetime, Hashem fulfills his desire not to benefit from other people. And even though he was ready to agree, because how could you decline Rebbe's offer? And his diplomatic reasoning didn't apply to Rebbe, because Rebbe wants and has the assets. He's a very wealthy man. But Hashem still fulfilled Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair's wish. B'misas anachas kama v'kama. Certainly, after his passing, he's going to be even greater. As the statement goes, Gedolim tzadikim b'misas and yosem b'chayehem. Tzadikim are greater after their passing, even more than they were during their lifetime. The Gemara quotes, indeed, Rabbi Chanina said about these animals that I never saw the wound that they inflicted truly heal. It's a very serious damage, and that's what Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair was concerned about. Once we're on the topic of Rabbi Chanina knowing wounds, so he was an expert in many areas, and the Gemara continues about 10 lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line, Ein od milvado, Rabbi Chanina expounded on the statement, Ein od milvado, in Chumash, there is none besides Hashem, Amar Rabbi Chanina, v'afilu kshafim, even kshafim, sorcery, black magic, different things that seem to have some sort of force, he said, they're not outside of Hashem's control. Hashem created them and he continues to have control over them, as the story indicates. Hahi Itza, there was a woman, apparently a witchcraft woman, Davis Kamahadra Lemishkal Afra Mitusei Kar'ed Rabbi Chanina. She was trying to get dirt from where Rabbi Chanina had stood. Omar lo, he said to her, Shikoli, take, lo mistaya milseich. What you're trying to do is not going to work. And that bold statement that he wasn't worried about what she did and if she tried to get that dirt and whatever she was going to do, he says, Einod milvadoksiv. The Pasuk says, there's none besides Hashem. V'om Rabbi Yochanan did teach, Lama nikra shman kshafim. The word kshafim is shemakchishim pamalya shamaylo. They could contradict the destiny that Hashem desires, so to speak, that they could have some sort of impact. And the answer is, Shaini Rabbi Chanina dinafisha zuchusei. Rabbi Chanina's merit is very great, and therefore she wouldn't be able to impact him. But normally, of course, if there's some sort of force that Hashem has in creation, whether it's physical danger or some sort of spiritual danger, we avoid it because the average person doesn't have the kind of protection as Rabbi Chanina. But fundamentally, in Hashkafa, we believe that all of these things only have control within Hashem's world, but Hashem is the owner and Hashem can intervene. This is mentioned by the Ramban in Shar HaGemul, where he points out that a person, average person, doesn't have the right to say, I'm protected. You never had any shortcoming that you deserve some sort of punishment and some sort of weakness. So the average person is subject to some of these issues. They exist. Hashem created them. You can't cross the street without looking both ways. But if a person is truly on a tremendous merit level, so he was able to say to this witchcraft woman, I don't care if you take the dirt that's supposed to impact in some way. He was beyond that and he wasn't concerned. In line with that hashkafa from the Shar HaGemul, the Omer Rabbi Chanina, the Gemara continues, Ein adam nokef etzbo mel mata, lemiken machrizin olav mel maila. No one even stubs a finger down here unless in heaven they wanted it that way. And we have, both concepts are true. On the one hand, Hashem runs his world b'derech ha-teva and allows us certain amount of natural drag in the things that we do. A person doesn't have perfect zchusim. You stick your hand in your pocket for some change and you pull out the wrong change. So that's a kapara. That's something. That's living in Hashem's world b'derech ha-teva. But a person can be greater than that. And at least in Hashkafa, we recognize that Hashem controls everything. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.